You're listening to the Men in Ministry podcast. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Men in Ministry podcast. I am your host, John, and I'm here today with Brother Robert. Yep. And we have been away for a while. We apologize for that. We are trying to get things back on track now and stuff, just so we can be doing this consistently and back on track with things and, you know, just being able to provide content to you guys on a, you know, monthly basis like we originally planned. But, you know, life has just kind of got in the way with a few things. But we are back on track now, so hopefully we'll be able to commit to that properly. Yeah, Brother Rob, would you be able to just lead us in with prayer, please?
We give thanks, Lord. Here we are in your presence, Father God, on this podcast, men's podcast, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for my life, for Brother John's life, Father God. We know it's been a while that we haven't done a podcast, but to God be the glory, because you are the way maker, always making a way, Father God. So this podcast, Lord, as we do it for the greater good, for the men out there, there's the men, not just Christian men, although it's a Christian podcast, but for men to receive and hear a different take. Even though me and John are different ages, at different stages of life, we're still men going through life, Father. And Lord, our hope is in you and our faith is in you. And we look, because the future is bright, no matter what's going on out in the world, Father. Lord, we look to you because you are our keeper, you are our guide, you are our protector, you are the one who gives us wisdom and understanding. And our hope is in you, Lord. So as we do this podcast, Father God, although it may be short and brief, just catching up, Lord, we just ask for you to just bless this meeting, Father God. Take control, Lord. Give us the words to say, Father God, Lord, and just have your way. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Perfect. That's good to hear, guys. Right. But yeah, Pastor Robert, it's good to have you back. It's good to be back here talking to you. And yeah, it's good to hear you praying and stuff as well. I have missed that. I won't lie. I have missed hearing your voice and stuff. But yeah, just to start off with, yeah, what have you been up to recently? What have you been doing? Like, because we haven't actually had a chance to properly catch up ourselves anyway since this. So yeah, how has life been treating you? How are you?
To be honest, today, Brother John, I'm tired, to be honest. It's been a long day. I've come in from work and
yeah,
like just grab something to eat and everything. But you know, the Lord is my strength. So, you know, it will renew my strength. And when it comes to doing something for the Lord, you know, it's like I get a new vitality to just to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So yeah. Well, I've been our last podcast was end of last year. I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was probably like maybe early December-ish or so, because we were trying to get something for Christmas or trying to get something out for Christmas. So I think it was probably like mid-December or early December, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I could be slightly wrong, but I think it was around about December time. So it has been probably around about maybe four, almost 5 months now since we last did it. And when I put it that way, yeah, it does sound like a very long time ago, yeah.
Well, you know what, Brother John, to God be the glory, because at least we can carry on from where we left off. Because you know, there's no distance in the spirit of the Lord, and you know, once we have that zeal for the Father, which He's put in us and instilled in us, it doesn't matter if certain times have passed. You know that we can still catch up, and I give God the glory for that. I mean, where can I start? Well, the biggest thing was that I lost my dad.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah, he went home, and you know, it's just dealing with the process of
yeah,
losing, you know, your dad and everything else, a loved one. And you know, when you lose a loved one, it's like a void. Yeah. Thank God, being a believer, you know, that the Holy Spirit can fill that void, because you know, as believers, we know that you know, death is never final. You know, mm-hmm. It's a transition. You know, the spirit leaves the earthly vessel and goes on into a different dimension. So, you know, it's just the whole process of dealing with it and going through everything, you know, because you've got to do, I mean, not going through too much details, but there is legalistic things you've got to be done and everything.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, but yeah, I didn't even think of it. I just done what we'd done. And, you know, everyone says, yeah, we've done well. Gave him a good send-off. And, yeah, took his ashes back home to Jamaica to lay his ashes down there. So that was another process to go through. And, you know, because until that point, there was no finality.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, just like when they say put it to rest, like put the old man to rest. And that was like, yeah, of course, buried him next to his mom and dad down there. So, and his brother and some other siblings. Even though it's been like a few, well, when did it happen? He passed back in, oh gosh, shame on me. But in those months have passed, it's still, you know, it's still a grieving period because you're brought back to things. But, you know, it's only by the grace of God that, you know, I'm able to, he helps to process it and, you know, just go through, because life goes on, still got work, still got commitments, still got family, and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, you got to say, he's my strength, and he truly is. And the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at the moment, still going through it. Still got to go back because he's got property down there, what needs to be dealt with. So, got to go back. When I'm going back, actually, it's next month. Gosh, time's just flown.
It has.
You know, but yeah, Brother John, you know, but I give God the glory because I'm still here, still on the land of the living. You know, it's just still giving God the glory. Still giving God the glory. So, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yourself?
Well, I can actually completely relate with that as well, because I also lost someone close to me as well. I lost my auntie earlier this year, in January. So yeah, it's been a tough, you know, start of the year for the both of us, essentially. Yeah, she wasn't very well for a while, and you know, it's just a shame. It still hurts me to this day. But you know, as you said, life does go on, and you know, obviously, you know, take it day by day, step by step. Like, you know, that void will never really be filled, or it will never really go away. But you know, that's just something that you have to kind of learn to, like, live with. And you know, obviously, through God's graces and, you know, through prayer and through His strength, I'm able to continue on and just, you know, do what I need to do in life and stuff. So yeah, it has been a difficult time for the family, as I'm sure, you know, you are just as aware as myself as well. So yeah, that's something that I suppose we can both kind of like share our thoughts and feelings and emotions in, because, you know, it's tough. Yeah. Like, well, obviously in January time when it was fresh, and when, you know, I was going through it, and my sister, and, you know, the rest of my family, my mum, my uncles, my aunties, my cousin, like, it was a tough time for us. And you know, going through seeing her, like, just slowly get weaker and weaker and weaker, essentially, and then kind of like in the back of your mind knowing that that day was gonna come, it was a weird feeling, because you kind of, like I said, you knew that it was probably going to happen, unless, like, you know, there was some sort of miraculous recovery, which I would have been obviously thankful for. But the reality was is that that day was likely going to come sooner rather than later. And you know, obviously when it did, I was still heartbroken, as you would be, and crushed by it. But it was a bit of a soft blow, because again, like, I knew that this was going to happen. I mentally prepared myself for it, and, you know, through like prayer and just like, you know, doing what I can, I was able to kind of keep myself composed and together. But it still is obviously something that's quite painful, that you will never really be able to fully stop feeling, if that makes sense. So it's difficult, and it is tough, and there are things which I, you know, think of and see and, you know, experience every day that reminds me of her. But you know, it's just, yeah, it has been a hard few months and stuff, and not to say that that's an excuse to not be doing this and stuff, but that I suppose is one of the reasons why we have, well, what, why I personally have kind of felt like it's been a bit hard to keep up with this. And then just generally life, other stuff like life in general stuff, like, you know, obviously work goes on, like, you know, my education goes on, my career goes on and stuff. But obviously losing my auntie has kind of put like a bit of a, like, it's been a bit tough doing all the average things that I would be doing on a daily basis when having that, like, kind of weighing on me. So To be honest with you, that might actually be a good topic to kind of like blend into and stuff, actually, because we're both been suffering with grief. We've both been finding it hard to deal with the loss of a loved one. Like, how, in terms of like, the Bible and like, in terms of like, God and everything, like, what do you feel kind of manifests with, how, I don't even know how to explain this because it's so difficult at times to like kind of put this into words, but I just feel as if, like, is there any sort of encouragement that can be said or can be given when it comes to grief in the Bible that could even be for myself or anyone listening to this that might find things easier that you can think off the top of your head at all?
Well, to be honest, Brother John, it's a process, and like you said, like the Lord fills a certain void, but you'll always have, because that person's been a part of you all your days up until a certain point where they've departed. So you'll always have that, like you said, that little void where they were a part of your life and now they're no longer a part of your life on this side. And like I said, Christ, when he came and was sacrificed, he overcame death, because before that, death wasn't when he was passed, he was passed. There was no seeing because it was all locked. Not going too, I don't want to go too deep biblical, but by Satan, because he controlled death. But Christ came and overcame death by rising from the dead. Yeah, because he was sacrificed and laid in the tomb. And then after 3 days, which is funny enough, Easter weekend coming up, isn't it? Where Christians celebrate the Passover and the sacrifice of Christ. To know that death is never final. It's never final. The world sees that, yeah, you've gone and that's it. It's all over. And it's never. But the thing is, Brother John, we're spiritual beings in an earthly vessel, in an earthly body. So when the body decides and finally gives up, like they say, give up the ghost or give up the spirit leaves the body, but the spirit lives on. Yeah. The physical flesh is gone, and in a sense, it's just like when you're looking for, well, they won't suffer no more, they won't feel pain no more, certain things that there's anguish or whatever they were going through, taking medication to keep them and things like that, and being in and out of hospital, and that they won't face that no more. They've gone on, they've passed on, and knowing that, because everybody has to go. The world has a saying, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. But trying to put a little bit jovial on it, but it's a road for us all. And I know one day I will cross over and I will see my mum pass a good, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago. So I know that you'll see a loved one. Like, you had a dear aunt, I was very close to my aunt. She passed out, I think it was 2015 or something, 10 years ago. And when I remember, because the thing is, what carries us is memories. It's to remember the time we had with them, the good times, the jokes, and the fun and the laughter and the advice they gave us and things that they might have said to us. Because my aunt gave me advice, and later on in life, it's like I still hear them words, hear her speak them words, and of encouragement, like saying, just keep going, just keep pushing forward, don't push back, just keep going, keep going, keep going. And those things, when you think about it, because as believers, sometimes we're still human, we're still flesh and blood, and we do, we're emotional as well. So we do have sometimes little highs, little lows, and sometimes when you can just remember your loved ones and how they were, I remember my dad said to me, as one of his encouragements, I said that to my sister. One thing I remember, he says, "Brother, if anything you do it properly. Do it properly, meaning don't take no shortcuts. Make sure you do it properly." And that kind of stuck with me. So whatever I try to do, I don't try to be shorthanded, or you get what I mean, try to do to to the best of my ability and
Yes,
speak
yes.
properly. So, you know, when you remember their encouragement and their words, it kind of keeps you. You get what? So even though they've passed on, you know, it's just like one day we'll all pass on and we will be reunited. So I take great comfort in that, because I know that death is never final. It is final. So yeah, you know, that keeps me.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Well, what would you say to anyone listening right now who is going through any sort of grief, or maybe was in a situation like myself last year, who maybe knows that this situation is coming and how they can maybe prepare themselves for it, or someone who has recently just lost someone? What would you give them in terms of words of encouragement from yourself as male to male? Like, what would you say to them to just keep them going, or to, you know, encourage them, or to keep them in faith?
Well, you know, like the Lord says, you know, one day, I mean, the story of David, King David, when he had a child with Bathsheba, and the child was a legitimate child, and the child was sick, and he fasted and prayed and everything else, you know, and the child passed, and they were like, didn't want to tell him because of, it's gonna upset him, but he kind of gathered that the child had passed, and he said, you know what, he got up, you know, he washed himself, he ate and everything, and he says, you know, that child can no longer come to me, but one day I will go to that child. So I take joy in that. Okay, I cannot have them physically here, but one day I will go across and see them again. So I take great joy in that, because that's the Lord's promise. You know, my daddy's over there, my mum's over there, my aunt's over there, grandma, granddad, you know, even family members I didn't ever meet, because my dad's grandparents, my dad's parents, my grandparents, I never met them. They passed before I was born. So, you know, in the time of bereavement, it's never easy. It's never easy, especially if they've just departed and you have to organize things. You don't really get time to grieve sometimes. You know,
yeah,
maybe
that's right.
Initially, but then, you know, hang on, you've got to deal with the process, and there's no going around or going over. You have to go through it. You have to deal with the funeral directors. You have to go and register the death. You know, all the things what goes with it, and arranging the church or whatever, they're giving them their final request, what they want. Because like my mum, she just waited to be buried over here, but he wanted to go back home. And so it doesn't matter where you are, whether you're buried here or from your wherever you were born or wherever that is. So, you know, I just take great comfort in that. You know, I look to the Father. That's why my faith and my hope in the Lord is that not only one day I will cross over and be reunited and see the family members, but I will see him, my creator, my maker, my Lord, and my Savior, to see him. You know, because right now I'm still here, going through and living through. So yeah, I just encourage that, and that's the only thing I can say. You know, they're dearly departed, but you know, have faith, and you know that one day your soul will cross over. Can't deny it. You know, we all have to depart. It's just a part of life. You know, we all born and we all pass. So one day we will be reunited, and we'll see your loved ones. So, you know, just, you know, let them rest in peace, and just take heed from the times you've had, the encouragements, the conversation, maybe the outings or the family gatherings, what you might have partaked in. Just, you know, just use those, even though it only seems like a short space of time, just knowing that time. You know, I'm just to be grateful that at least I had that little bit of time with them, you know. So yeah, that would be my encouragement to anyone, any believer. I know it's hard.
That's good.
I know it's hard. I know it's rough, and I know you got to go through. But take heart that one day you will cross over also, and be
yeah, yeah. That would have been really good to hear a few months ago. But I'm glad that you can, pass that on to anyone else who is hearing that as well. But yeah, that does, even though obviously my time in that situation has kind of passed and stuff, and I'm going through that phase now to kind of like heal and stuff, like it still makes me feel good hearing that regardless, as if I'm putting myself back into like the time was before when it just happened and stuff. Like, that would have been good and nice to hear in that time for myself as well. So I'm sure that anyone else who's going through that right now as well too will also have that same feeling and, appreciation for your words.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Well, to be honest, we probably did just want to keep this one short and sweet, just as a nice way to get us back into the swing of things and stuff. But it was good having you here, Robert. It's good to hear you again. And obviously, we've both been through some pretty rough months recently, but obviously we're here for each other, and it's good to be back here with you and talking to you again.
And you too, Brother John.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, just to end it, would you be able to just lead us out in the prayer, please?
Yeah, sure. Oh, to God be the glory. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Once again, I said to be reunited, even though it's just me and Brother John this time. He said, where there's two or more gathered in their presence, you are, Lord. And thank you that we were able to open up about our bereavement and the grief and our loss. But Lord, you're the one who's keeping us and making the way. And as we proceed, Lord, we know that we have other men, godly men of interest, who will be taking part in this podcast, Lord. And Father, we just give you thanks, Lord, even though like, sometimes we feel tired and everything else, but it's for your glory and for reaching out and touching those out there who, like Brother John said, just need to hear a word of encouragement, a word of upliftment to know that you're not alone when you're going through things. Other men are out there going through it too. So take heed, take heart in Jesus' name and know that all is well. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Robert. And yes, I will be getting in touch with you soon. Hopefully, more light-hearted, more nice topics to talk about. But all in all, anything we talk about, I'm sure will be good for people to hear, regardless.
Yes, amen. Yes.
Anyways, until next time, Brother Robert. Take care.
You too, bro. God bless. Bye now.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to our Men in Ministry podcast. We hope you found it helpful, insightful, and encouraging. Don't forget to leave us a review, and you can contact us at our link tree at Rose Ministries. See you next time, and stay blessed.